This morning I would like to speak about Jesus, and then I would like to speak about Jesus. I'm looking for confused faces. I'm looking to speak about Jesus of Nazareth, and I'm looking to be speaking about Jesus Barabbas. We're going to turn to the word in Matthew chapter 27, 15 to 26. Matthew 27, 15 to 26. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message: "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, Jesus Christ, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all louder, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." And all the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Here we have two men. This event takes place weeks after his, as Jacob mentioned, his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. One minute people were praising God and shouting, "The Messiah has come, hallelujah, praise God." And a couple of weeks later, they're shouting, "Crucify him." Here are two men with the same name, Jesus. In Hebrew, Barabbas means son of the Father. Barabbas lived, and Jesus was called the son of the Father. Barabbas lived for the freedom of his land from the Roman occupation. Jesus lived to free men from their sins. Barabbas was captured by the Romans, and Jesus was handed over to the Romans. Barabbas was sentenced to death, and Jesus was sentenced to death. These two men had things in common, although they were very opposites. Barabbas was a warrior, if you like, a freedom fighter, fighting to free the occupation of his country by Romans. Now, we all know about freedom fighters in this country, when we have William Wallace or Robert the Bruce fighting to rid the land. Is there an English in? Fighting to free the land of the English. 12th and 13th centuries. And we've all seen the movie with Mel Gibson. Wallace and Bruce are now heroes, and we build statues to them all over Scotland. And we love people who stand up against oppression. Barabbas, who never speaks a word in Scripture, never utters a word. There's not a word mentioned in Scripture that Barabbas spoke, but he is in all the four Gospels. And he leaves his mark on history for this scene that took place. Barabbas represented what the people wanted Jesus to be. If you remember, people at that time thought the Messiah was going to come, and he was going to slay the Roman down in thousands and thousands, and he was going to win freedom from the land, for their land from the Romans. Now here we have Jesus of Nazareth and Jesus Barabbas standing on one of the greatest stages in history, standing before the crowd. People shouting, "Crucify Jesus Christ, crucify Jesus Christ." And the crowd, of course, was spurred on by the religious leaders in the crowd to ask for Barabbas to be released. It was a Jewish custom of pardoning, setting free one criminal during the Passover. And the crowd shouting for Pilate to release Barabbas. The choice is clear. Stand for Jesus or stand for Barabbas. Who are you going to choose? Who would you have chosen 2,000 years ago if it was Jesus Christ and William Wallace? It's a thought. It's a choice every person has to make, either Jesus Christ or Barabbas. That Jesus and Barabbas is not standing here before us today. But we still have to make that choice. Who do we stand for? Do we stand for Jesus or Barabbas? On that day 2,000 years ago, Jesus was rejected and handed over to the Romans to be scourged and to be crucified. And Pilate said, "Why? Why are you asking me to crucify this man?" This man, Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent. You know, all people who reject Jesus make a public confession against him by their actions. The way we love, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we interact with people, that's our actions. Pilate says, "What shall I do then with Jesus of Nazareth, which is called the Christ?" And all shouted unto him, "Let him be crucified." As Barabbas was accepted by the people, Jesus was left standing in the judgment hall, standing there, knowing that people were shouting for Barabbas, knowing that crucifixion was on its way. So what happened? Pilate asked, "This man is innocent. Why are you shouting, crucify him?" But the crowd prevailed, and the decision was to crucify Jesus. Now Pilate then went and got a bowl and poured some water into it. And as he washed his hands, he's basically saying, "I have nothing to do with this. This is not my idea. This is your idea. This is your problem. This is your responsibility. I wash my hands." And we still hear that saying today. I don't know, but I'm washing my hands of that person. I've had enough. And that's where the saying comes from Pilate washing his hands, trying to deflect the responsibility onto the crowd, the mob that day was standing there. Jesus was handed over to be crucified. You know what happened that day? The truth was crucified and sin and murder was released. The truth was put to death and sin and murder was put back on the streets. And in God's eyes, we're all responsible for our actions. When Pilate gets to heaven, he will not be the judge like he was that day. But God the Father will be the judge, and he will be held accountable for his actions that day. Washing his hands did not resolve his decision-making. He still has to face God the Father. What was your actions that day, Pilate? And you know, everyone has to answer the same question. Here's the question. What shall I do with Jesus? What shall I do with this man, Jesus? And the question is still being asked today. Many of us this morning have chosen to accept Jesus as their own personal saviour. Praise God. But there may be other people who have not met Jesus as their own personal saviour this morning. We accept Jesus or we reject him. You know, if you have questions this morning about this man Jesus, maybe you want to know more about Jesus, maybe you want to accept him into your heart. Maybe you've been backsliding for a few weeks, a few months, a few years. Whatever the case, today, this is the day where you make that decision. Do I accept Jesus or do I accept Barabbas into my life? If you have questions this morning, please speak to us afterwards. I'll make myself available and Sheena Conroy will make herself available. If you want to know more about Jesus, the man who died for our sins, the man who gave up his life so that we would be set free. The man who is everything. And we are going to face him one day, on Judgment Day. Jesus died on that cross so we may have forgiveness of sins. And we've just put cocktail sticks into this to represent our sins that we commit. And we all commit sins. We all commit sins. Jesus died on the cross so we may have forgiveness of sins. And he died to give us life abundantly and life eternally. We are all sinners. Romans chapter 3, 23, 24 says this. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. You can be set free this morning. You can be set free this morning because Jesus died on that cross. But we know that wasn't the end of Jesus dying on that cross. And we're going to be celebrating Easter in a week's time. Jesus rose from the dead. And with over 500 witnesses had seen Jesus after he rose from the tomb. 500 witnesses. It wasn't one or two. I think in history, if there's 15 people see something, it's marked down as history. 500 people witnessed Jesus after he rose from the tomb. And we'll be celebrating that next week. Jesus didn't die and put in the tomb and forgotten about. That was it. Jesus rose from the grave. And Jesus is calling out to us this morning. Who are you going to choose? Are you going to choose me? Or are you going to choose Barabbas in the way that you live your life? Romans chapter 6, verses 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." Isn't that amazing? The free gift of God is eternal life. When we die, we don't die. We go somewhere else, and we go to be with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So what or who is our Barabbas today? Who are we choosing over Jesus today? In our lives, in our actions. Are we choosing Jesus every day, every minute of the day? Or do we sometimes think, no, I'm going to go with Barabbas today, I'm going into the world. Anything that comes between us and Jesus could be referred as our Barabbas. Who do we choose? Who are we choosing today to follow? Many people have found something they care about far more than they do about Jesus. What about self-pride, ego? And pride can be our Barabbas. We choose to have an ego and a pride that comes between us and God. Wanting our own way. Unwilling to be under anyone's authority. Wanting to be popular so there's no place for Jesus in such a life. Because we're putting ourselves first all the time. We want to be first. Recognise me, please notice me. The pleasures of the world can be a Barabbas. Pleasures of the world can be Barabbas to many people. Loving the pleasures of this world more than we love Jesus shows one's choice very clearly. Whatever one enjoys doing more than loving Jesus is a Barabbas. We can't be lovers of the world and love Jesus at the same time. It's oil and water. We can't partake of the world's pleasures, if you want to call them that, and love Jesus. We need to choose Jesus for every minute and every day. Wealth, worldly goods, and recognition can be our Barabbas. Striving for material things to the extent that no time is left for Jesus. We're choosing Barabbas. Choosing Barabbas is fatal. The curse of God was upon those who accepted Barabbas that day. But more so because they had rejected Jesus. The leaders asked for the blood of Jesus to be upon them and their children. Those who were present that day took upon themselves the responsibility of Jesus' blood. And ever since, there have been a people wandering upon the earth. And we all know history and the way history has dealt with the Jewish nation. Barabbas was preferred to Jesus. And we as believers need to make sure we make the right choices in our lives. We can't allow a Barabbas to come into our life. We can't choose Barabbas on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then choose God on a Sunday. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work like that. God wants us to be there for him every day. He wants us to choose him every day. And these things that I spoke about, ego and recognition and pleasures of the world and so forth, we shouldn't be getting involved in that. When you know Jesus, these things should fade away. We should give ourselves to Jesus more and more and more. Barabbas was preferred to Jesus that day. And we as believers need to make sure we make the right choices. We need to put Jesus front and centre in our lives every minute of every day. Barabbas was condemned to die that day, but Jesus took his place. We were condemned to die, But Jesus took our place. He took our place on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. As I say, Barabbas was condemned to die, but Jesus took his place, just like he has taken our place. Barabbas was guilty, but did not have to die for his crimes, because one who was innocent died in his place. And that's the same as us. We are guilty of our sins, but Jesus died so that we may have forgiveness of sins. It's a simple message that Jesus spoke, but it's a message that's prevailed through 2,000 years. I think Margaret mentioned 365 million Christians under persecution. Many people have made that choice to follow Jesus. What about you? What about you this morning? Christ died for us when we were still enemies, Romans chapter 5, 6 and 10. Jesus died for us when we were still enemies. We were enemies of God. If we didn't have God, then we were enemies of God. What's your choice this morning? Jesus or Barabbas? You know, Barabbas became the first person that Jesus saved by going to the cross. Barabbas' life was saved that day because of Jesus went and died on that cross. Barabbas was saved from crucifixion and even a continued prison sentence for his crimes, and he was allowed to go free. Jesus saved Barabbas from the penalty for his crimes by taking his place on that cross. And as I said, he takes our place on that cross. Praise God, eh? Praise God that Jesus' sacrifice was for each and every one of us. I wonder if Barabbas was affected by Jesus taking his place. We don't know what happened to Barabbas after that day. We don't know. We can imagine him having a wee drink after that night, after the day. He's asking his friends, what crimes did that guy commit that was worse than mine? Probably the answer was he didn't commit any crime. I wonder how that affected Barabbas. How does it affect us that Jesus died for us? We do not know how Barabbas felt as he was having a drink with his criminal friends, asking what crimes that Jesus had committed, to make the people hate Jesus more than him. It's what we are going to do with that second chance. We got a second chance. Barabbas got that second chance that day. He thought he was going to die. He was condemned to be crucified. What a feeling. And as he looked across at Jesus, with Jesus being innocent, wow, wow. We need to accept or reject Christ. That's the choice we have to make in our daily lives. We must be vigilant that Jesus comes first and foremost in our lives. There is no room for a Barabbas in the Christian life. And as I said, the Barabbas is worldly pleasures, ego and recognition and striving for this and striving for that. We don't know what happened to Barabbas. He left the pages of history. He walked off the pages of history and was never heard of again. But there are some people who believe that Barabbas went to the cross to witness the crucifixion of Jesus, and that he made some sort of commitment to Jesus that day. Of course, there are other people who believe that he walked off and went back to his criminal past and was captured by the Romans and was put to death. But we don't know. It's speculation, really. I like to believe the first version, that Barabbas went to the cross to witness the man who took his place, to witness the man who prepared to put his life on the line for us. It must have been so emotional if he did go back to the cross. The choice is this morning, are we accepting Jesus or are we accepting Barabbas? Who are we shouting for this morning? Jesus or Barabbas? It has to be Jesus. Jesus gave his life, his whole life for us, so that we may have forgiveness of sins, so we may have eternal life, so we may have life abundantly. It's the only choice that we can make. And if people, our hearts are being a bit cold, or kind of just not in the right place, speak to us. We'll pray for people at the end. Perhaps you just don't know about Jesus and Barabbas and the choice that the crowd had to make that day. And you probably didn't know that this is a choice you have to make today, this morning. Stay behind. Talk to us over a cup of tea. We'll talk to you. We'll tell you about Jesus. We'll talk to you about Jesus. Because, you know, time is of the essence. We're in 2023, and when we see the state of the world is in. A lot of scholars believe that Jesus is coming back soon. So time is running out for people to make that choice, Jesus or Barabbas. The choice is now, not tomorrow and not next week, but it's today. So I'll leave that thought with you about Jesus and Barabbas. What a day that must have been. 1 minute, 1 week, celebrating Jesus at the Passover as he strolled into Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. In the next couple of weeks, they're shouting for Jesus to be crucified. And sometimes your emotions can be like that too. 1 week we're praising God and Jesus, and the next week we're going, I didn't feel God in my life anymore. He's not there. He's not there. It's wrong. He's always there. He's always there. He's always sitting beside you. Whatever situation you may be in, he's always there. So the choice, as I say this morning, is choose Jesus, no Barabbas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord, for your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, that we make the right choices in our lives, Lord. That we don't choose a Barabbas in our life, Lord. We don't choose to do things, Lord, that would separate us from you and your love. Lord, that we would constantly, Lord, praising you and praying to you, Lord, and making you the front and centre of our lives, Lord. There's a song, Lord, be the centre of our lives. Lord, we pray this morning that you are the centre of our lives. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for people here this morning who may not know Jesus as their own personal saviour. And Lord, they still have to make that choice to accept or reject. We pray, Lord, you're speaking to their hearts. We pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit is convicting. We pray, Lord, that they would come to a realisation that Jesus Christ is the saviour of the world. So, Lord, we thank you. And we bless you, Lord. We adore you. So, Lord, just continue with us, Lord, as we close in worship. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen.